The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofiness which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The way things are going right now, probably a lot sooner than we think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I'm bored and I need to do something and this seems like fun. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we just don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Mondays, always reserved, starting off the week with this. Here it is. What? Now, here's the thing. People in this audience are prayer warriors. I mean real prayer warriors. Praying continually for the body of Jesus Christ. That's you. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Not just me, not just Jacob, not just the people here at the station, everybody who's a part of it, everybody who's praying, petitioning, seeking, taking all of our collective faith and bringing it before the Lord and saying, Lord, here's our faith. You said nothing's impossible if we believe, and when two or more are gathered together, there are you in the midst, and if two or more agree upon touching anything, it shall be done. And so we do that in obedience to the Lord. What can we pray for you about? Hey, this is a great way to open up your week. Get it before the Lord. Bring your petition. Lay it before him. Ask him for his help, for his blessing, for his grace. Just a great way to live life. Here it is. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation. Hello.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes. I'm a little bit sunburnt from a Saturday, but it's okay. Overall, good weekend.
Overall, a good weekend. A little bit sunburnt. Wow. We'll give you a chance to do a little bit of sports in a little bit.
All right.
We're going to go back to our little bit of updating in the second 60 minutes of the show. In the meantime, you like that break in my voice right there? And then it goes, yeah. In the meantime, we want to make sure you know that you can not only call us, you can also text us. And why that's cool is because people feel safe for some reason texting, even though you're still using the phone. It's all the same thing, but it's totally cool. We don't have any problem with it. So here's how this works. You can either call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. So if you are in San Diego, or if you are in Denver, or if you're in Dallas, or if you're in Detroit, you can text us at that number. Here's the same number, but just done a little differently.
214-210-8483.
Now, what's good about that is you can text us, you can call us, or you can do an email. An email, really? Yeah, even though it's getting like older and older and older. You can still do email, david@hemusincrease.org. It comes to my Chromebook right here, which amazingly still works. I'm just going to leave that there. david@hemustincrease.org. All one thing, David at the A with the goofy thing. He must increase for he must increase. I must decrease, John 330. And then .org because we're a nonprofit entity. Here's how it works. You can call us, text us, or email us regardless of what's going on. You can be a prayer request and we will pray for you. It can be a praise report. And we talk about this every time we do the show, and we're never going to stop doing it. Here's how it is. When you give a praise report, you honor the Lord. People are afraid because they're like, I don't know how to give it good. I don't know how to say it well. Doesn't matter. Let God take care of that. You just share from your heart what the Lord's done. He'll take care of the rest. It can be something that seems small, like the number of hairs on your head being known. Or it could be something major like splitting the Red Sea. Doesn't matter. All of these things are a blessing. They honor God, they strengthen you, and they bless other people who hear it. Maybe you got something you just want to share, something really cool happened, you came across something, awesome, awesome sauce. Let's talk about it. Most of our goal in this show is to encourage and strengthen. We don't compromise on the word, but we do point people to the Lord. Because the best answer for everything in all of the universe, ever, always, in all things, specifically in the life of a believer and specifically for the life of the non-believer, like the academics and the politicians and the people in Hollywood and all of those folk in the media, the best answer for everybody is more of God. That is the ultimate answer to everything. And what's really going to be funny is when they all find out. When you hear, they're all going to find out what we already know. More of God is the answer. All right, so you have that opportunity to reach out to us. We want you to do that. You can do it for prayer requests, praise report, anything else you want to share, anything that's going on. That would be awesome. Thank you guys for praying for my wife, who has survived Mother's Day at a new store, although she did put in quite a few hours. We'll just leave that there. I'm just going to say that and just leave it there. She put in quite a few hours at a new store doing her best to help them all out on their Mother's Day approach. She is very tired. Unfortunately, on Saturday, she got a little bit sick. So we were up together about 3 in the morning praying, and she got through. And she got through yesterday. She's feeling a lot better today. And so we're very thankful for that and for all those mothers that had a wonderful Mother's Day. Bless you. And for those mothers that didn't have a wonderful Mother's Day, God loves you and knows you're a great mom. Leave it there. It's all it's got to be. The only one that you're trying to do your best for should be unto the Lord. Remember that. So with all those things said, we are jumping into our text because there's just so much to do and so little time to do it. That's kind of how we look at it. Let's take a look at this and tell me if you can identify with this, because we're in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. And it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Let me see if you can relate to this. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. All right, let's just stop there. So in the Greek, perilous times has an interesting application. It has more than one application. But you got to understand that the word perilous comes from, listen to this, times of stress. Did you hear that? Times of stress. So as we're diving into 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, we comprehend this truth. In the last days, perilous times will come, and perilous pertains to times of stress. It's fair to say that we are indeed in such times currently, and that the stress seems to be escalating with each passing week. You do not have to be a media savant to understand that it costs more money. By the way, for those who do not know, and I'm just going to tell you this, it's a fact. Remember, numbers don't lie. It's people who use numbers that lie. It is a fact that coffee, the cost of coffee is up almost 75, if not more, but 75%, which is like, what? Only 73% of Americans drink coffee. I think that's an impact. That's probably stressing people out all by itself with nothing else. Here's the bottom line. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of concern. It's absolutely in the realm of political. There's absolutely a realm of safety. There's absolutely a huge amount of stress going on from financially. We moved to Texas 6.5 years ago. Gas was $1.93 when I pulled in. I just got gas yesterday. $3.75. It's just like, what? I mean, and all I'm saying is, wow, that's a lot more than when we pulled into Texas. That's all I'm saying. And so the idea behind this is there's a lot going on, a lot of escalation. So how should we consider this? What should we be aware of? This indicates that things are getting worse on certain levels. And they get worse and they get better and they get worse and they get better, although it does seem that from a morality point of view, they're getting much worse at the same time, which is the clue that I kind of look for is it just the finances? Is the morality getting worse? I mean, they can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. Seriously? Did you ever hear the concept, follow the science? Seriously? You don't know that that child is a baby in the womb? Follow the science and not the money or your pleasure. That'll really help things. But the bottom line is, as we understand the end is getting closer and closer, and it is drawing nearer and nearer, we, as Bible-believing, born-again Christians, are not required to be afraid. Let me say that again because I'm not sure that we're all catching that. Even as you see things taking place, even as you see, I would almost say a general nutsy cuckoo element going on all over the place, you do not have to be afraid. And here is why. Your dad is the king of the universe. Oh, not just Earth, please. Your dad is the king of the universe. Everything on Earth and everything everywhere else. And you are a child of the Most High God. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, we are the children of God. That is what we are. We ought to acknowledge that and recognize that. And your dad is not going to fail you as a dad. Even if your earthly dad failed you, and I apologize for your pain that you've gone through in that, your heavenly dad will never fail you. He's the perfect parent, never doing anything but for your benefit as his child. And there is nothing that you have to be afraid of. Even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, our help comes from the Lord. So instead of looking at all that stuff and like going, we should be looking at stuff going, yeah, you're getting closer, right? You're going to come sooner, right? Okay, come on, let's go. And even though I love my little brother very much, and I'm sure he'll call in on this, and I do love him, by the way, we don't know at the moment that you're going to hear, I know eschatology, everybody thinks they know, and this is going to happen. They were wrong the first time. Bet you they're wrong the second time. Just my interpretation there. But here's how I would look at this. Lift up your head because your redemption draws near. And the more goofy things get, the more you can count on the faithfulness of God. And instead of a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7 teaches us that God has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And that word sound mind in the Greek is sozphren, and that means safe thinking. And you want to know what safe thinking is? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three dudes thrown in the fire because they would not compromise and stood firm in the Lord. And the fire had so little power against them that not even the hairs on their head were singed. Do you understand that the fire was so hot it killed the soldiers who were bringing them to the fire? And no, that doesn't matter. Because they serve the Most High God. And your dad is the Most High God. So instead of being afraid, and yes, perilous times are all around us. And oh, I get it. But I am also saying without reservation, you do not need to be afraid. Listen to what King David said in Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You want to know what? That's a decision. He says, I will. I make the decision to fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. That's why. Because the Lord's with you. He's never abandoned you. He's never quit on you. He's never given up. Even when you failed him, he's never failed you. He'll always be there for you. And instead of you being afraid or, you know, freaking out or anything else, any of that stuff, which, you know, I understand. Here, the Lord makes it absolutely clear. Crawl up in your father's lap. Sit down on the lap of your dad and let your dad take care of business because he is in charge. And your circumstance is not bigger than his command. Do you understand that? Yikes! Let's add that one into the book. Your circumstance is not bigger than his command. Get it? Okay. Take a deep breath. What, Dave, you've been working out? Yes. Okay, that's got nothing to do with it. Here we go. I'm getting ready to do our trivia question. I want to see if you guys are ready for this one. Start off with a relatively easy one. I think it's relatively easy. Kind of relatively easy. Anyway, how old was Moses when he passed on? How old was Mo when he passed on? Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. How old was Mo when it was time for Mo to go? That's right. I did that on the spot. Thank you. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. The question is, how old was Mo when it was time for him to go? Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Before we do anything else, we're going to send you up to the website. Why do we do that? Because there's a place to put prayer requests, and we pray over every one of them. Praise reports, and we pray and thank God for every one of them. They can be public, they can be private, whatever's working for you, that's cool. Bottom line is there's access to all of our podcast hours, which are so many hours you just wouldn't even, I wouldn't even want to listen to it. There's that many hours. Additionally, there's a place to give. We encourage you to be a giver. If you can't give with us, give somewhere, because God likes that, so do that kind of thing. And there's something else on there that nobody has seen yet. Uh-oh. Dave did what? Made a bumper sticker. And I just want you to look at the bumper sticker. And then on the bumper sticker, if you click on it, there's a little poll that tells you, you can tell me whether you like it or not. It's a really good one, I think. But you let me know. It's on the website. It's brand new. Just put it up there. A little poll, just for a little bit of fun, for people to check it out. There's a new bumper sticker up there. It's not perfect, and it's nothing like Roslyn, because Roslyn does really good stuff, but it's a great place to start. check all this out. By the way, the scripture for all of this, for giving, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly, never give reluctantly, nor under compulsion. Never be manipulated to give, ever. For God loves a cheerful giver. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
All right, so our week ends with my favorite, and this week begins with your favorite. Did you know she was doing that?
No, they're numbered, but I can't remember which is which. So yeah, I got to remember. Number 20. Number 20 is my favorite.
Number 20 is your favorite. Find out
what one's your favorite.
The one with the can't touch this.
Okay, I can't remember which number that is, but I have to remember.
All right, locate that one. All right, somebody is on the line to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is your little brother.
Hello, little brother. How are you?
Good.
Oh, glad you heard me talking. Don't you love that? Huh? I knew you'd call in. So good at that.
So you were talking about me?
No, I don't remember. Yes, I was. Anyway.
No, I just turned it on. So.
All right, let me get the trivia question and let me set it before you, and then you can knock it out of the park. You ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. How old one was Mo when it was time for Mo to go? How old was he according to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7?
Well, Moshe was 120 years old.
That is correct, Manu! 120. You would think at 120 he was thinking, all right, I'm done. So I kept thinking. So his first 40 years, they're in like the temple or in the palace, right? Then his next 40 years are on the backside of the desert. And then his last 40 years were leading the children of Israel through, right? And I just think he got to that last 40 and said, yeah, I'm done. That's enough. How are you doing, by the way? How are things for you?
I'm doing good. I want to share something with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope it's funny.
Oh, well, okay. Is it a joke or is it just something you're sharing?
kind of.
Okay, fire away.
Do you know why the pastor on their pastoral golf tournament, they bring two pants with them?
Why did the pastor on the golf tournament for pastors wear two pants?
No, they bring two pants.
Oh.
Two pairs of pants.
Two pairs of pants. Why did they bring two pairs of pants?
In case they got a hole in one.
Oh, no way! I am going to give you credit on that because I have not heard that done before. I am going to give you props, hey, in fact. Very
we
nice.
We need to start a week with a good cheer, man.
Good job. Excellent. Excellent job. I am giving you props for that. Nice work.
Good, good. Hey, I also need a little prayer.
Okay. Fire away.
There is something that I'm working on. It, humanly speaking, it is very, very difficult, but I know the God we serve, nothing is too difficult for him. So just pray with me that God will just give me favor and that task will be successful.
Absolutely. Let's pray it. Let's just pray exactly that, because you know what? You're stepping out in faith, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and I thank you for my brother Samson. I ask you to bless him and encourage him. Lord, stepping out of the boat is a powerful moment for many people. And Lord, we're hoping that sometimes the faith is strong enough so the water doesn't give way, you know, so that we're really walking on water, walking it by faith. So, Lord, I'm going to ask you to do something for my brother that I don't typically ask. I ask you to reward his faith directly. And, Lord, the more he believes, I pray that you would manifest more and more in his heart and mind the opportunities and possibilities that are standing before him. Because in partnership with you, he can do anything. And, Lord, even if he doesn't understand all of it, you're the best partner there is. So in this venture, partner with him and let his faith be rewarded and let him see and let him have a confidence and even a spirit of encouragement to take even more steps. We pray you bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, brother.
I just remember something, and I think it's appropriate to share. Like earlier, I was talking with Dr. Jesse, and he seems like a little discouraged with the situation that he is in. And also, I received a prayer request from one of my dear friends. He's a missionary in Sweden, so he's also going through some difficult times, so needed some God's encouragement and a
okay.
Like a provision in a way that it will open door for him as well.
All right, we got to cut out in about 10 seconds. So, audience, I'm going to drop that one on you. You guys got to pray for Dr. Jesse and for Samson's friend. Participate by being a joiner in the struggle. Thank you, my brother.
All right, thank you so very much.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. If you don't have the app, you can go to hemustincrease.org, hit listen live and listen that way. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned. Which is, you know, it's, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me, and I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off. Okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's our, you've got the ability to turn it on. You've got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us, before Jesus Christ, was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, so the only way it can happen is, because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free, I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.